Delighted to be joined now by RNIB volunteer Jeanette Scott. Jeanette is currently working as one of the connectors for West of Scotland. Hello, Jeanette.
Hello.
Yeah, so tell me what you're doing at the moment then with RNIB.
Currently with RNIB, I'm wearing a couple of caps. I'm one of the connect leads for the West of Scotland for RNIB. It's a new services that have been set up to promote and encourage blind people of all abilities and disabilities and age groups to get out and about and to try new things for themselves. For example, they've set up a new tandem cycling group in Glasgow, and it's to encourage people to get out on a bike, even if they've not been on one before. That's one of the new groups that's been set up. Also, there's been some local walking groups and some other groups been set up, for example, knitting and whatever people need. We're here to help assist them to do things that they want to do rather than what we want them to do.
Yeah, you were telling me that off air, Jeanette. It's very person-centred.
Yes,
you're willing to help in any way you can. So have you taken part in the tandem cycling yourself?
Yes, I have. I was through at Glasgow Green a few weeks ago for the first training day, and I didn't realise when we were getting ready to go onto the tandems that there was obviously volunteers there to help pilot the bikes. The people who are visually impaired are in the back. They're called stokers. Obviously, we're doing a lot of the pedal power as well. I didn't realise until I actually got on the bike that the gentleman who was actually piloting me, it was his first time on a tandem. So, which frightened me a little bit at first, but I've had tandems before, and I've ridden tandems. I've had tandems for over 20 years, off and on. And it was quite nice, actually, to get somebody to take me out on a tandem around Glasgow Green.
So very relaxing.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. Well, once I got over the shock of somebody not, it was new to piloting, but he did very, very well. So I was actually quite chuffed about
just
it.
As
so
well.
We did quite a few tries on the bike around Glasgow Green, and it was quite good.
So have you had a good feedback from the visually impaired community? Are you getting good numbers attending?
Yes, I think the cycling seems to be taking off quite well. The only problem I have with it is it's quite a long journey for me to go from Stirling through in the trains on a Saturday to Glasgow and then get my way through to Glasgow Green with a guide dog. I haven't got the facility at home to leave her by herself for that long a time. So I would actually prefer a group being set up nearer to me in Stirling. And that's what I'm working on at the moment as well, to try and encourage people in the Stirling area to get out and on bikes and things and try to set up a new group. There's another group that's just been set up in Edinburgh, I believe, as well, through another organisation.
You're actually working as the lead connector for the West of Scotland at
the
moment,
There's a few of us that are volunteers for West of Scotland leads with the Connect team. And it's actually proving to be very popular, and we've had quite a few people joining recently.
And on top of that, I believe you were involved in setting up a talking book group with RNIB's Jamila Sheikh.
Well, I didn't set it up. Jamila set it up, I think. But she's lovely. She wanted people who are vision impaired to try and meet together and discuss books. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did on Saturday. There's four vision impaired people came with guide dogs. And we all sat round and discussed a book that we had just read. And it proved to be very interesting and exciting. And, of course, the discussion went off topic a few times, but we all got on very well together. And
that excellent.
We're trying to encourage more members to join. And, obviously, we're looking for books to read as well.
Cup of tea and a biscuit as well?
Yes, actually, yes. We met in one of the hotels just outside Queen Street Station.
Nice.
And we got well looked after by the staff at the hotel.
You're doing some fundraising as well, aren't you, for a specific book?
Yes, I'm fundraising in Stirling specifically for the Community Talking Books. So far, since the end of last year, we've raised enough money for a children's talking book. Angela from RNIB is assisting with that, so she helped me set up a page on Just Giving to promote Stirling Community Talking Books. And also, I've got a lot of help in Stirling from John Riley, who works for Stirling Council. He's been a great help. He's visually impaired, but also is a worker at Stirling Council. And he has a great team of people who helped with a disco recently and also a bake sale. And I think there's some more venues coming up in the future to raise more money in Stirling for Community Talking Books.
Lots going on. If anyone would like to contribute, how could they do so?
You can do it through RNIB, through Just Giving. If you look up on the Just Giving site, there's RNIB, and it'll be under Community Talking Books for Stirling specifically.
Now, you mentioned briefly about your guide dog who's lying next to us at the moment. Very shaggy dog. Can you talk about her, please?
Esme is my new guide dog. I've had her since I qualified 1st of December last year. She is just over 2 years old, and she was puppy walked in Aberdeen. She's a German Shepherd Cross Retriever and black with sort of brown and gingery bits growing in. So she's quite hairy. Her mum, Viva, was a German Shepherd, and I don't know what the name of her dad was, but he was a Golden Retriever, I believe.
Don't see too many German Shepherd guide dogs, Jeanette. What do the Shepherds have going for them?
I prefer German Shepherd. My second guide dog was a full Shepherd called Midge. She went everywhere with me. She worked until she was 12. I find the Shepherd or Shepherd Crosses to be very reliable.
Okay.
My previous guide dog, Nushka, she passed away, sadly, in October last year. She worked with me. She was actually working past her 11th birthday. Great worker. Didn't matter where we went, she was good on the trains, on the escalators down in London. And no, she went all over the country.
That's but yeah, incredible, again, 11 years.
Yeah, she was a really good dog to work. I was sad to lose her. But yeah, again, I find that the Shepherd or Shepherd Crosses are very sound dogs. Not a lot seems to put them up or down.
Sure.
And they've got a good memory, and they're very good at working out shortcuts.
So how many dogs have you had over the years?
Five guide dogs. I've had guide dogs since 1986.
And what is your sight condition, Jeanette?
I was born 3 months premature up in Inverness. I'm a Highlander. Come from just outside Fort William in a wee village called Cool. And
but it's not the spelling isn't C-O-O-L, is it?
No, it's spelled C-A-O-L, what right beside the canal. Beautiful countryside.
Great name.
So I was actually born 3 months premature. My mum was 46. And I'm the youngest of six. I was right. The only one with visual impairment, so I was in the incubator for quite a long time. Unfortunately, I had oxygen problems and also burning to the surface of my eyes from the incubator. But yeah, again, I've had long-term eyesight problems since I was born. I grew up severely short-sighted, as it was classed, and I discovered when I was 17 I was actually registered blind, even though nobody had told me.
You didn't know?
No.
Did you attend mainstream school?
Yes, I did. I was very lucky to attend Cool Primary School with the support from the staff and friends as well. A lot of cheating went on because the school wasn't actually geared up for visually impaired people.
Right.
But sometimes you learn to adapt things yourself. My dad was very good. He helped me have writing straight lines, but making rulers and things for me. He made me a slide rule that was actually indented so I can actually feel the different marks.
Oh, amazing.
And things in it. So my dad was very good. He was a master joiner, so he managed to do bits and pieces for me to help me round about. But at home, I was encouraged to do everything. My dad was a scoutmaster, so we were encouraged to do anything and everything. I climbed trees, much to my mum's disgust. I'm a black belt in judo.
You dark horse, you're a black belt in judo.
Yes.
I never knew that.
I've also climbed up Ben Nevis and abseiled down to raise money for guide dogs and search and rescue dogs a few years ago. I sail in tall ships.
So you're very outgoing.
Yes, and I've also done a transatlantic crossing in a race, the Ark race and the tall ship Tenacious.
You've just given me far too much information, Jeanette. What was the most recent?
Sailing. I last sailed 3 years ago in Tenacious, doing racing across the channel from based out of London Tower Bridge. We raced across to France and then back to Southampton and then back across to France again.
Obviously, you've never had the use of sight, so you can't compare it to when I had my sight. What's it like being out there doing that as someone that's blind?
I love the feel of the sea, I love the motion, I don't get seasick, which is good. I love going up on the yards, that's the bits that stick out. Climb up onto the masts.
On the mast.
And you go onto the yards, which is the bit that holds the sails up.
I'm with you.
And then you crawl, well, you don't crawl, well, some of us crawl, but you actually go out on that. You're wearing harnesses, so you're actually on a little piece of metal rope,
right,
and you slide out holding on over the mast as well, and let down the sails or ease them back up again. So okay. It's all good fun, especially when you're halfway across the Atlantic.
Has Esme been on the boat with you?
No, I don't take the dogs. Guide dogs don't go on the tow ships with me or any sailing. But she has been on the Falkirk Wheel recently.
Right.
And she's also flown in an aeroplane twice since I got her.
All right, for some. She's got a better life than I do, Jeanette. What's next for you?
I don't know. I'm trying to do a lot more writing. I'm still got to do my 150 words for the anniversary of RNIB. I'm actually doing that at the moment. I was actually trying to do it in the train this morning without success. I actually met my second husband at RNIB Alwyn House. That doesn't exist anymore. Before we went to go to college and doing a degree.
And you've got two children as well, all grown up now, of course.
Two children have long grown up, yeah.
Do they have visual impairments?
No, thankfully. No, none. Not at all.
So your whole family, it was just you that...
Just me being born very premature. I think that instigated the onset of the RP and glaucoma.
Uh-huh. What advice would you give to anyone that's listening, Jeanette, that's going through sight loss themselves?
I know that sight loss can be very scary. Sometimes it's nice to get peer support for people that have gone through the same process as they're going through. And also people that have maybe had vision impairment for maybe a longer term that might be able to give advice. We're all here to help and to make sure that they're aware that life doesn't just stop. You have to try and be encouraged to go forward and to show other newly visually impaired people that you can still live life to the full. There's lots of new things happening all over Scotland at the moment to help them. And we're here, other visually impaired people are actually here to help them as well, to progress.
Of course, and you're proof of that. If anyone is listening and would maybe like to get involved in some of the events we've mentioned, how can they do so, Jeanette?
You can contact RNIB through the RNIB telephone helpline, 0303 123 9999.
Jeanette, Scott, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Good luck with your volunteering stuff and we'll no doubt get you on in the not too distant future.
Yes, please. That would be really good. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak to you today.